This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Bop, bop.
The podcast that is currently in week two.
Woo.
Of whatever the fuck this new world is, I guess. Man.
We are
week three, these, whatever week, whatever.
We're putting this work in. Just so you guys know, we're going to record like five this weekend.
We're putting the work in, dude.
So this will not suffer.
So this one's bad.
Unfortunately,
we're starting to go stir crazy.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we did record before the roving gangs of Reavers popped up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you guys.
There won't be a lot of Reaver content
that
on this.
Yeah.
We're recording this up top as an addendum.
Sean has one hand on a mic and one hand on a knife.
Yeah. I got one hand in my pocket. The other one's giving a peace sign.
Oh.
I'm not 100%
sure. Be the change you want to see.
I can't 100% sure guarantee, but if we're about 3 weeks into the apocalypse when this happens, Rest assured, your boy does have some spiky shoulder pads.
Yeah.
I really like a post-apocalyptic.
This is too depressing, but like if you had to pick a weapon, like it's too depressing to do a whole draft, but like you had to pick the one.
You were really trying to push this because this was your suggestion this morning.
I think it's funny.
Here's what I would do.
People are going to want to. We're going to have to draft this later. Maybe it'll just be you and me.
I would take a medium light wooden bat with nails in it.
I was going to take it. It's called a spike bat, nerd, but yeah, I get it.
Were you going to take a spike bat?
I was. See, you're going to buy one. I'm going to make one. That's the difference.
Why? You guys wouldn't just take a gun?
Can't take a gun. That's
a gun kind of ammo.
Yeah.
Oh, crossbow.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What, are you coming to my island?
Yeah.
Wait, did I not have that on my island?
You did have it on
your island. I did, right?
You did, yeah. Motorbike, crossbow.
Yeah.
I would have like a chain, and at the end of it's like a big, heavy, like, ball. But the ball like has
mace? We get it. Light it on fire. Get married.
I don't mind spending every day out on the corner in the pouring rain.
Chain Torres, dude.
What was it?
Hey, everybody, my name is Shane. Everywhere I go, there's a cloud pouring rain.
Oh, the Shane rap?
Yeah.
God, I don't remember.
We were on our way to a house party.
Yeah.
And we walked in. There was a guy in the backyard playing his acoustic guitar with his shirt off.
Oh, boy.
So we all took our shirts off. Yeah. Or I did anyways. We all did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a campy?
No.
It was on the west side.
Yeah, this was like Southwest or something.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, we went to this. It was...
It were theater kids I knew.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, it was like a house party. We were so stoked to go to
a
house party.
We went to IHOP afterwards.
Yeah, we did. We were there with...
And Beaverton.
Was that an early... Wait, who... No, I forget who we were with.
Brianne, I think her name was.
Jordan Kasner was there.
Yeah, Jordan
Kasner was there.
Yeah.
Nick Dante was there, right?
We got to your house at like 5 in the morning or so. The sun was coming up when we went to your house.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
What do you bring that up for?
I don't know.
Was somebody playing that song?
Oh, the Shane
rap. Every day I'm... Everywhere I go, there's a cloud pouring rain.
Oh, yeah. Was I doing that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
on the way to this party in the car.
You were like locked into the collective
What's up,
unconscious.
Everybody, my name is Shane. Everywhere I go, there's a cloud pouring rain.
Shows are canceled.
Got myself a cone, 2 scoops of pain.
that's why they call it window
back,
pain.
We come from Spain. My hair's real long and my jacket is denim. If you cook a plate of biscuits, I'll get up in on it.
I mean, this just sounds like you.
Shane get a verse on Toothpick.
Yeah,
that's what we need. You need like an Uncle Cracker remix for Shane.
Shane is an Uncle Cracker remix.
If you cook a plate of biscuits, I'll get up in them.
When it comes to charm, I got 2 scoops. Check me out on Ron White Star Studded Salute to the Troops.
Yes. That was perfect.
The Shane rap, baby.
Mm-hmm. He'll be tripping in the door way wetter than the rain allowed him to be in probably about 10 minutes.
At some point.
He actually Shaned on the rain.
Shane it on the rain. It was falling. Shane it on the rain. They shine at night.
Remember when Shane that was like the big deal? When Milli Vanilli just like got canceled because they had someone else singing?
Yeah.
No, I'm 32.
Wouldn't those problems be nice right now? Wouldn't that be tight?
If that was like the big deal? I don't know. I'm thriving in this pandemic.
I know you are. You got your Nerf guns, dude. You got a fortress.
I got a lot. For me, it's supposed to be a hamdemic. I'm really getting into my ham. My ham radio, my ham in the kitchen, John Ham.
It's actually been a damn Gina-demic for me. Which is, you know, new. But I'm in
a scamdemic for me.
I've been mispronouncing and eating a lot of dessert, so it's called a flandemic for me.
Oh.
Oh,
man, I thought you were having a big baby dramdemic.
Oh, I love that, dude. My cash machine.
No, it's I'm actually listening to a lot of Eminem, having a standemic.
Oh, that's good. I know you don't like seafood, but I've been having a real clamdemic.
Oh, you've been having a clamdemic. I've been fucking reading a lot of New Yorker think pieces. I've been having a friendemic. Fran Lebowitz.
I've been thinking about going to a piano bar having a plate against Sam Demick.
Oh, I like that.
I've been making and selling crack. I've been having a pots and pandemic.
Thanks to these new episodes, we're all having a real fandemic. I'll tell you
that. Having a fandemic. Yeah. Speaking of which, this is our Patreon right now. We know money is abundant and everybody has a lot of it.
Everybody who's sticking with it, thank you. It is like, you know, my friends have been joking, but like that is the only way I make money. So thank
you.
Dude,
yeah.
Seriously, help us out in this serious time of a vodka crandemic.
Oh,
sure.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
Dude.
I was wishing that I had like an ounce of cocaine.
Yeah.
Not for personal use, just in times of epidemic.
You never know what the new currency is going to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Fruit Loops. We're going to have a toucan-demic on our hands.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just found out they're suspending my show next week.
Whoa.
The Late Late Show, James Corden.
I figured.
Wow.
Yeah, that's immense. That's good.
Do you have to work? You still got to work from home?
I have no idea. We're not going to be in the studio. I'll be available for whatever, but like, yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'll do the show now.
Oh.
You want to do it? You want to do it? We'll film here. I'll film your stand-up set.
That would be right next to the Emmy.
Between the Emmy and the Venice skateboard bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be a great debut.
Zach has created a beautiful tableau over there.
It looks great in here.
It does look amazing.
Doesn't it look nice in here?
Yeah, it looks really great.
I'm thinking about having some 58-year-olds over. I think they'd really appreciate it.
How are you going to get 50 of them?
That'd be so crazy.
Kind of podcast. It's that kind of podcast.
Me and Sean just wake up, come inside the house, and it's like, oh my God, there's something has really gone wrong.
Here's what you guys need to know about life. All right?
Sit down on the floor, all of you.
Crisscross applesauce, or is that not woke?
You're just holding court.
I'm sorry. Crisscross apple. No, I don't have it. I thought I had a joke there.
Whatever. Crisscross apple smushed up vegetables or fruits.
Paste.
You know? What, just mad at the wrong reasons?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Okay, oh, if you can, oh, can we still call them backpacks?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What are you, you're sitting Native American style.
Oh, okay.
That one's probably actually reasonable.
That might be.
Yeah, that is right.
Pretty reasonable.
Good call.
Oh, yeah. Math? Is this still okay to call it math? Or is that too close to math?
I'm from back in the day where we carried the two. I don't know what you guys do now.
All right. Oh, now you put the two like in a.
You give the two a participation trophy.
Is that what happens?
They didn't
is
teach us it? Any of that in reading. So.
Oh yeah, you took reading.
I took reading for 3 years.
Did take reading.
3 years is so hard. I swear to God, everybody took it, except for everyone I've ever talked to.
Yeah.
Did I like reading? Make up that there were other people in the class?
That was just like part of every class.
I think it was
that
just was you like, and the rest of the bad kids in the portables. I don't think.
You know what? Dave and I were talking about this. If you could please stop tweeting at me like I'm an idiot, that'd be
he
tight.
He can read, guys.
I can actually. I mean, and also not to say if you can't read, you're an idiot. That's not what I'm saying. But just don't tweet at me like that.
What have you been getting?
Just a lot of stuff. Like so it'll just be a tweet and someone will be like, oh, Sean can't read that. And I'm like, it boils. It gets. You get pissed. If you're on the bus.
I'd like to encourage people to still send those tweets.
Yeah. Sean, and you can tell.
Wait,
Sean,
on the bus that you couldn't read?
No, I'm just saying if you're on the bus, like you're not doing the dankest of things and then you get a tweet like, oh, I also people yeah, think yeah, I can't yeah, for yeah. real read.
Oh, I thought you said a girl on the bus accused you of not being able to.
I will
this
go back to that girl.
This man can't read. Stop the bus. Stop the buses.
And Sean's like, where's the pots?
This was a weird thing that happened. I don't know if I told you guys this. I was in Madison. And after the show, it's impossible to not do well there, by the way.
Oh,
you have to do well.
That's a city.
Shout out if there's a chance there's anyone who's involved in that club is listening.
It's amazing.
Mwah.
So after the show, after my set, it was a good set. And this dude comes up with two girls and he walks up. He goes, hey, man, your face is kind of red. Yeah. Just straight up. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I heard this.
I was like, I mean, sure. And the girl with him, she's like, do you need like someone to do your makeup or something? And I was like, what the fuck?
Not in studio, not in the state. Nick Nanpe once. There was a couple that came up to me. I think Sean was there, right?
Yeah, because he
this
had
couple
the,
came
he
up
had
to
such
me
a
shit-eating
Nick
so
Nanpe
drunk.
Grin on his face.
They were drunk and they were trying to be nice, but they were probably overstepping their bounds. Where they're like, you know what you should be doing, like as a joke.
Yeah.
And Nanpe was just standing there and he was like kind of wobbling and then he was like, shut the fuck up. He's a professional. Don't ever tell him what to do. And I was like, it's okay, man. It's okay. And he's like, no, it's not okay.
It's not, he's right.
Well, then he is, but it was like,
they started to say something. He's like, no, fuck that. You don't need to listen to anything they got to say.
Yeah.
Dude, Nanpe,
it was hilarious.
People think he's quiet, but he's got every gear.
So
he's
not quiet as much as he just isn't always saying
he picks
shit.
His spots. Right. That's a man who picks his spots.
Like, absolutely. Whenever he talks, sometimes with quiet people, when they talk, they seem like he never seems afraid to talk.
Not at all. No. I mean,
he's like talks. Mr. Ed, man. He only talks if he's got something to say.
Exactly.
He's like,
I love
Mr.
Ed. The talking horse?
Oh, okay.
Because no one can talk of a horse, of course. No. Unless, of course, there's talking horses. The famous
Mr. Ed.
It was one of my joints back in the day.
Mr.
I missed
Ed?
It.
Nick at Night?
Really?
Donna Reed, Petty Duke Show,
been,
Mr. Ed.
We might have been like, I'm with you. I watch Mr. Ed.
Really?
My Nick
that
at
show
Night
used
was
a lot
more
of peanut
of like
butter,
a
right?
Fresh
yeah, a lot of peanut butter.
Or Bewitched. I watched Bewitched on there.
What about Get Smart? Would you believe?
No, I've never seen
Lancelot Link.
I never saw that. It was Dragnet, like though, bro.
A chimp.
Oh, yeah.
Dragnet, for
the
sure.
The old Batman, like the Adam West one.
Pow!
You know what we should draft? It's a Nick at Night lineup, dude.
Sure. Ooh. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. Shows from like...
Is Nick at Night different than Snick? Snick was before Nick at Night, right?
But at this point, Snick...
Yeah, remember that? Nick at Night, bro.
It's not what I think of when you do that. It's funny.
Snack.
What do you think of when
snack.
He does that?
That's nothing, really, I guess.
That was there. It was a little orange dude walking. It was like early computer generated graphics.
Are you afraid of the dark? Yeah. And like,
are you afraid of the dark?
Roundhouse.
Somebody should rap over that.
Black Youngster, get on it.
Was Clarissa on Snick?
Maybe towards the end.
If somebody out there is listening, make a beat. I'm going to give it to you clean right now.
All That was on Snick.
I give you four
you
takes.
Look awesome.
Right. Let him know. Let him get his back in. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cook that up. Let's get it in front of Ski Master Slump God, and we're off to the races. We are off to the races.
Holy buckets. That was tight.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, bud.
Sean S. Jordan.
Right here, man.
In the Fortress of Solid Dudes.
Right here.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Mel and Jordan on the gram.
Sure is, man.
We see those. We see some of those.
A couple out there
from time to time.
They are persisting. Yeah.
You know, what's weird to me is when people, well, they're like, "I'm Phil Cougar Jacobson." You're like, "You're not doing it right." You're like, "Phil Cougar Mellon Camp." You're like, "It's not, you got it's a pretty easy concept, you know? Just do it the right way."
Come on, you know, it's different, you know? The more people, like, you know, everybody puts a little different. Listen, you cook with Lowry's, I cook with sea salt.
No,
it's
I don't
different.
Cook. I cook
in
the microwave.
That's true. You don't cook. We got to get you cooking.
Yeah. I'm trying.
You're going to be bethrowed.
At least churching up some pre-made things.
Yeah. No, I bet you we could get you down dirty.
Well, I made chislik the one time. It was okay. And then I made tater tot casserole, I think, for you two once. It was
I never
okay.
got it.
No.
You didn't
no,
get any?
I wasn't. No.
Yeah, I don't have anything coming up. You know, buy the buck starts here. Stream it. Do whatever you got to do. That's something you can do inside.
Yeah.
Stream it.
Search
stream
Sean it. Jordan on YouTube. Watch those.
Yeah.
Just put a new one up videos, the other day.
Listen to Luda's rap from Gossip Folk. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go Google Mike Maldonado in Baker 2G, I think. He's
Mike
got a dope Luda.
Mike Maloidal Noddle. Man, Mike Maloidal Noddle.
Dude, you kind of want him on your side, maybe.
Mike Maloidal Noddle? Yeah. Oh, with the Jews?
Yeah, yeah,
we don't need that fucking shiggets. No, absolutely not.
What does that mean?
It's like a male shiksa.
The Jew, there's actually, I almost wait, said the Jews. I can't say me. That.
What?
What's a male shiksa mean?
There's actually a Yiddish word.
A shiksa, they're the goyim.
There's a Yiddish word for Malloy.
Yeah.
Just for him.
Yeah. A schnorrer.
Away.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Kack enough in the arm schnorrer.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
David Pori.
Yeah.
The G is silent on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
Get at me.
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instaham.
Instaham.
Yeah, dude.
We are coming through canned, baby.
Instaham.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Shazam.
It just identifies any kind of ham.
I mean, ham, and ham.
David, you don't have anything to promote either, but how
I
are you?
I don't. You know, I'm out here. I'm making some moves. Don't worry about it, man.
Hit up
you know.
The faded Twitch stream.
Hit up the faded Twitch stream.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be twitching our shows.
Going to be twitching, going to be twatching. Watch out for your boy in some maybe videos that could be hinting the internet. Just know, progress is a slow process. You know what I mean? I'm not compact. I'm all Mac. Understand, I'm moving out here. Strictly business.
I'm going to need to get a little wet my beak on this faded streaming money if you guys want to keep talking
absolutely.
About it. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
We're going to have to sort of
fucking... I get it, you know?
We should all twitch. That's what the kids are twatching.
Yeah. Are they twatching?
Yeah, the kids are twatching, dude.
Somebody recommended that.
Throw on Chungus on your Stardew Valley, twatch it down.
I understand that they will, and people have told me that they would,
uh-huh.
but I can't imagine someone wanting to watch me play Stardew
Valley. They love it.
I think
they
it's fun. I've done it. I've sat right where you're sitting right now and watch you play.
It's crazy to me. I got some video. Now that I'm fucking, we're on quarantine. We're not quarantined. I don't know what the right word. I'm not going to be at work next week.
Chilling. Yeah, not going to work here next week.
Yeah.
But I mean, you also might you're take off.
You're on a vacation right? from your problems.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Whoa.
Yes.
Ian's going to go to Europe.
I'm going to Europe. I'm going to get the bottom of this.
You don't give a fuck who's at the top.
Questions, the tough questions. Hey, do you got it? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming in.
What's up? I'm going to talk like Army Hammer, dude. I'm five out. This is Army Hammer. I'm five out.
No more knocking. Shut the door. I'll kick it the fuck down.
I'll kick it down.
Mr. Pope, there's a call. There's an Ian Carmel on the line.
I'm not impressed.
We're taking it back.
All right? I'm not fucking pressed. You understand me? Oh, man, I had my... never mind.
What?
Yeah, nothing. It's a private thought. Zach Toscani.
Yo.
Add Zach Toscani on Twitter.
Yes.
Add Zach Toscani on Instagram.
Yes. Zach's actually doing a bunch of shows.
Brat Zach Toscani on a grill. He's got some brats going on
ooh,
there.
Ooh, I would love that.
Yeah. Flat Zach Toscani, in the choir we formed, and ooh. I didn't want to bring it up publicly. Like
I thought you were sharp.
Zach, what's going on? How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah,
I'm around four of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's
where's the fourth?
We're locked in.
What are you the fucking Emmy? Would you please start referring to the Emmy?
I'm talking.
Emmy named it.
Emmy, dude.
Emmy Lee.
Emmy. Emmy Lee Curtis.
Is it a man or a woman?
I think it's a woman. It's got big boobs.
Oh, yeah, it does got. Yeah. It is stacked. I didn't notice. Yeah.
Man, it's cool that there's the shadow of it on the wall. I hadn't noticed that yet.
Yeah. My name's Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish BevMo Rewards app.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get those Manischewitz points.
Absolutely, man. Manischewitz points, dude. Yeah, man. I scored a lot of those in the rec league.
Do you have rec specs?
No, I got nothing to promote, man. Fucking 9.2 on Pitchfork. Listen to it. Listen to my stand-up comedy. I used to do it.
Watch your boy on Netflix.
Watch me on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm up there streaming. Stream my stand-up.
Screaming as well.
I'm screaming
on Netflix. Ian's on Netflix screaming.
Screaming. If you haven't seen my set, please watch it. If you have seen it, watch it again. Reacquaint yourself with the movie The Lion King. It'll change the way you watch that movie.
Oh, wait. Can I pop back in and say, watch The Lot?
It's a little too late, actually. So,
can you just watch my short film? Watch my short film.
Everybody watch The Lot.
It's Vimeo.
It's on Vimeo right now.
It's a staff pick, for God's sakes.
It was a staff pick, for Christ's sakes, Sharon. What the fuck do you want from me?
What do you
mean? I work, okay?
All right?
Yeah, they're my kids too, but they like eating, right? Right? They sure don't mind that fucking Kia Sophia I bought her. She's a freshman.
You think pork loins just show up in our fridge, Sharon? I buy those.
You know what the short film's called? It's called A Lot, and that's what I need from you.
Mm-hmm.
Right
it's
now.
It's called The Lot, actually. It's called The Lot, just to be specific.
Yeah. The Lot. Yeah.
Look it up on Vimeo.
Fantastic. Featuring some of your favorites. Matt Bronger's in it.
Zach Toscani's in it for a spell.
Zach Toscani's
Mike
in
Malloy,
it.
Mike Malloy. James Austin Johnson.
Jadge. Punky Johnson.
Punky Johnson.
Me. Sam Talley.
Max Beasley.
David Borey.
No, Max Beasley was a PA, though. Oh, shout out to Max Beasley.
Theotis Beasley.
Theotis Beasley.
Yeah, he's in it.
Skateboarder from Compton.
Directed by...
Steve Fine Arts.
Big time.
Shot at the same grocery store from Star is Born.
I like your
nose. I mean, a Star is Born was shot at the same grocery store.
I like your short. I wish your whole movie was your short. I think you're short.
I'm off the deep end.
Why'd you steal my fucking grocery store?
You weren't using it right.
You're out of fucking toilet paper.
You're out of fucking toilet paper.
Look at it now. It's a fucking wind farm.
Speaking of which, how you guys doing on TP?
Lush.
Look at that.
Ooh. And that's not even, that's like.
Ooh. That's toilet paper?
Yes. Yeah. And we got another big fucking.
Let angels guide you in, dude.
Yeah.
And angels none of us, deliver
I don't even
that.
Shit. So like, that's just for fun.
Yeah.
I just sit there until it goes away naturally.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't actually, you know, nature's my toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know?
That is never a good move.
Gross.
No, I just get up and go back into the world.
I ain't got time. I'm like Jay-Z, man. We both do. We don't have a lot of time.
If you've grown wary of this poop talk and you want to hear something else, the Anthy Patreon is up and running. We put out two bonus episodes every month.
Yep.
A watch along and a mailbag.
And we'll be doing that playlist, I imagine.
Doing playlists as well. We're going to be putting together a AFE playlist that comes out every month. We should actually talk about it after this.
Yeah.
And then, fuck yeah. So jump on there. There's access to the Slack. And you help keep us all in soup and furs.
Slack-cess, dude.
Slakiel O'Neal. Shislackety.
I heard those slack.
Enough of that. We are gathered here today in the Fortress of Solitudes, not only to say Shlakiel O'Neal, but also to fantasy draft, as we are wont to do on the All Fantasy Everything podcast, board games.
Board games.
Now, maybe listen, you're spending a little more time indoors right now. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe you're playing board games. Maybe you're looking for things to do after you've watched The Lot, after you've watched Ian Carmel's stand-up comedy on Netflix. Screaming. You know what I mean? Maybe you want something to do while you listen to The Buck Starts Here or previous episodes of Zach on All Fantasy Everything.
Yes.
You know?
YouTube me.
Tube Your Boy.
Go watch Spicy News. Zach on Spicy News. Hot ones before hot ones.
Well before
years.
Interesting.
A lot of those.
Oh, we're all on Spicy News.
We are. They're pretty dope if you look.
They're pretty funny.
We watched, at your house, like 10 of them, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah, we did.
We watched some over here at one point.
When I cashed out all that Hennessy for you.
And Ron.
It was Bullet.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah. it was Bullet.
I'll replace it.
But it was cashed out.
I will replace it.
You were right about that.
You have many debts to make up.
I know. I'm going to go to the store after this.
Indiana Jones is going to get the sand. The weight's going to be the same.
Now, the way we determine the order of the draft is with a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Whoa, three rocks. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Wow, Sean Jordan wins.
It is. There it is.
Sun even shines on a dog's ass.
Yeah. Not Zach's, though. Zach loses so much.
I am the puppet master, though.
Okay. Is that what you think?
Who told you that?
That's what I have to think.
Okay. Sian, having won rock, paper, scissors,
it's
incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I must remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
Well, what is that?
What's going on here? All right.
Yeah.
Are you usurping me?
He's usurping.
Are you trying to single white female
I'm
me?
Trying to serpentine you.
Oh!
Damn.
Shit.
Well, now we can't talk the rest of the show.
And what is that?
Excellent question.
It's kind of like if you're at a buffet.
Oh.
Like say, I'm going to use pizza.
It's pronounced buffet.
Let's not go to a buffet right now, though, as we're social distancing.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
A lot of hand sanitizers. If you're at a
buffet. Or go to the buffet because it's open. All the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
I bet the buffet is thriving. I bet you it's doing all right. Let's say you're at the
buffet.
I bet it's not.
Absolutely not. It's not.
Sneeze guard splatter barf.
Sneeze guard splatter barf.
Why is it you old so-and-so?
It's one of those buffets that has everything, and so you go on one and you get a bunch of you get a bunch of pizza.
You're singing my
they
song.
All got everything.
Baby.
You get a bunch of pizza, and then you look down at the end of the buffet, and you're like, "Fuck, mashed potatoes would be nice for the crust." When I'm done with the pizza, dip them in some mashed potatoes. So you go down there, you get some mashed potatoes, and you're like, "Well, you know what else would be nice for the crust is ranch, which is on the back where the pizza is." So you go back, you get some ranch, and then you look down at the other end, and you're like, "Well, corn
you
goes
put
with
the
mashed
ranch
potatoes."
On the potatoes?
And you put them on the crust of the pizza. You do whatever you want.
Oh, but you put the ranch in a cup. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, you put it on the plate.
This is semantics.
I call it a ramekin.
Wait, you put it there. On the plate?
I would, yeah. In this scenario?
Next to the mashed potatoes?
Next to the pizza. I'd use the pizza like a
wall. But you kind of annex it.
Yeah. I would put like mashed potatoes and then the pizza would section off a part of the plate and then the mashed potatoes. So then after you get the ranch, you look down and you're like, well, corn is over the mashed potatoes. I don't know how I didn't see that. So you go back down over there, you get some corn. And you're like, fuck, I like hot sauce on my pizza. Why didn't I think of that when I was over by the pizza? You go back, you get some hot sauce. And then you're like, you know what else I like? It's fried chicken and potato wedges. Those are both by the mashed potatoes. So you go kind of back down there and you get some fried chicken and potato wedges. And then you're like, well, I like hot sauce on my fried chicken as well. So you go back and you put some hot sauce on it. And then, you know, back and forth until you have a crippling case of diarrhea, I think. You know,
it's like old buffet Sean and young buffet Sean are fighting each other on that plate.
Darth Buffeter, dude.
Young.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, what it means is you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Yeah, if you don't want to be creative, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
That made a lot more
sense.
Either
way, I get it.
We'll just do it like a horseshoe. Me, Sean, David. Zach,
oh, me, Sean.
Ian.
Me, Sean.
Oh, yeah, me, Sean. Andrew Michon's on the show.
Sean, David, Zach.
Hot corner, Ian Carmel. Hot corner,
hot middle, Mishan.
Okay, so board games is what we're drafting.
Board games
Sean,
is what we're drafting.
You have the first pick, and we will get to it right after this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose. Feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like
I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mac Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mac Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mac Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mac Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice, like, stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mac Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techy. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mac Weldon. Go to MacWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MacWeldon.com, promo code ALLFANTASY. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. You know, one day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on, it's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. Ask your grandparents. We were around then. We'll be around when you're a grandparent.
Dude, when you hit the, yeah, we're back. Like, yeah.
It feels like light speed when you're in Star Wars. Yeah. Like it kicks you back and you're like, oh, we're back in it.
$5 says Shane's here.
Bump, 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 bump. Come in.
Uh-oh. Our package has arrived.
He has arrived.
He's in the building.
He is among us.
We all just cheered because Shane got mugged outside. Shane got mugged. We all watched it happen.
He got stabbed. Shane, do you want to say hello to the people?
Hey, folks. How are you?
He was walking around wrapped in toilet paper as he normally is, and everybody mugged him.
Like a mummy?
The new currency.
Yeah. We're about to start a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you guys drafting?
We're drafting board games today. Shane asked, what are we drafting?
Shane did
ask. I answered.
Yeah.
Board games, I said.
I was at Helen's last night. And I was looking at her board games, and one of them was literally called Pandemic.
Yes.
Sorry if I was taking...
I didn't have it.
I don't think any of us are like big board game heads like that. People are going to get pissed. They're like, why didn't you take 36 hours of horse birth? Yeah. Well, that's one of them.
Yeah. What are you doing?
That one's a little more common. Yeah. I'm talking about those really weird ones.
Why is my mom sleeping?
Yeah. Why didn't you take this game where it's 8 hours and it's whoever can put a latex glove on first, but you have to roll dice to do it? Sean John, what's your first board game pick?
Best board game of all time, without a doubt, Scrabble.
Scrabble.
I can't even spell.
What was all that talk earlier where I was like, please, please don't come at me like I can't
I'm
reach.
Just like an animal at Scrabble.
And here it is, one of my best friends on the planet.
I'm an animal at Scrabble, so I pissed like, I got it. I got the lock-in tiles. We can get it chicken tonight.
A-N-I-M-A-L.
Do you think that proves your prowess at Scrabble by
P-R-O-W-E-S-S. I was going to try prowess and I was like, no, then I was going to do proofs. I would have said P-R-O-U.
Wow. You spelled, and it's also, Scrabble, so much more of it is about tile utilization than it is knowing how to spell well.
You have to know your two-letter words,
U-T-I-L-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N.
Utilization.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's just a great-ass game. It's been my favorite game my entire life. I used to play with my great-grandma.
You're a big Words with Friends guy, too.
Yeah. Until we accidentally set it.
Is Bananagrams like that, too?
Bananagrams is not a board game. Can we talk about it? It's not a board game.
I don't know
about
Bananagrams.
Well, there's not a board, but it is like Scrabble, right? Yeah.
Well, fuck, you already said it. Bananagrams, you get like 50 letters.
I think that is a board game.
Bananagrams?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's
fuck, my bad.
Okay. Anyway, Bananagrams is amazing, too. I wasn't either.
Yeah, it wasn't on my.
Yeah, I love Scrabble, man.
I do too.
It's perfect. It's great.
And like joking aside, which I know the theme of this is joking, but that has helped me learn how to spell a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's helped me through that
QI.
How many times have you had restaurant and you're like, don't know which order these go in?
Yeah. And like the planning of Scrabble is so fun. And also when you get deep, you know the letter count. Like, how many J's? Well, there's only one. If you know like how many M's there are, and you see that there's like four on the board, and you can kind of fun to play
cards,
like that.
Huh?
Yeah, you gotta watch those Z's and K's.
Wow, you're playing like three games at once,
dude. It's tight, man. And like you set yourself up, like you put an O next to a triple letter, and you know that you have like an N that you can get the triple letter, or like a like down to the triple
spell
word.
Like neutralize off the
N-E-U-T-R-A-L-I-Z-E. Way off?
No, I think you said it right.
Is that all right?
I wasn't paying attention.
Tight. I think I spelled neutralized.
Shane's right in your kitchen, cool. Dude.
He just sat behind me, dude. Can't do that.
I like this energy.
Me too.
I'd prefer it if you had some clothes on. Weren't you going to take a shower? You just sat right here? You don't get to talk. You don't have a microphone, man. Shane's naked.
What?
Drink it up, lady.
I guess they're not woke in New York. It's not cool to call everyone ladies, Shane. Dickhead.
Sean's actually gotten really serious.
It's a little bit of both.
Like,
I wouldn't...
like water for vodka.
Yeah, what do you... You know, it's midnight. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I?
There's one? Scotch down there, too. It's interesting what your hierarchy is when
I'll
you go
get
over
to
drinks.
It.
All right.
I'm working my way.
You don't start on the last level of a video game. Yeah.
System going here, pal.
These vodka waters first.
My vodka water is like someone's third wife just getting drunk at home.
You're acting
acting just like Tammy.
I think I'm just going to drink vodka and peek out the windows.
Oh, you're talking about when I worked for Hulu.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to walk around with the laptop and big old headphones just looking out the window like, what's the fucking still, mailman doing out there?
You're still always on watch.
I'm a Snoopy little devil.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I like and you kiss. Haven't been kissing in a while, so it's been more than usual.
You like to kiss.
We've been kissing. Like kiss.
I kiss. You and Laura kiss.
I kiss. Yeah, yeah.
We
kiss.
K-I-S-S.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, I kiss. You know.
I'm getting it. I kiss, dude.
Oh, I kiss.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Kiss.
It's you at the coffee shop.
You're talking about kissing?
Like, yeah, I mean, I kiss.
I've been less Snoopy lately, if we really want to get into it.
Yeah, I'm more of a kissy devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to get Americano today because I've been kissing a lot.
Honestly, these days, I'm more of a fuck angel.
Wow.
Whoa.
I used to have a subscription. To that.
You're more of a David Blaine guy?
Yeah, you know.
Right. Fuck Angel. That's like something you would Google on the back of an Uber.
Yeah. But just right. Images, though.
All right, fine. I told these guys earlier yesterday, I don't want to say the other day, yesterday.
Yeah, you tried to put some distance on it.
Yesterday. Yeah. I'm honest. I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I Googled perfect boobs.
And you, it's a subjective when it
comes
term.
Up, when it comes up, it's like underwear commercials.
Yeah, it's not even pictures of naked women.
Right.
Should have been a picture of you that came up because you're a perfect boob for searching boom. That. Stay tuned for more 1940s based insults. Yeah,
it should have been you perfect boob.
Right here on All Fantasy Everything.
I can't wait till alcohol is legal again.
I, for one. Scrabble,
yeah,
man.
Scrabble, man. Yeah. Best board game of all time. It's always been my favorite. Always will be.
Yeah,
it's fun.
There's just enough of like fucking the other person.
The perfect amount of time too, which is nice.
Some elements of intelligence. It's not all luck, but luck is a factor.
Sure. Yeah.
David, time for your first pick.
Taking the ball breaker. I'm taking the candy taker. Monopoly, of course.
Yes. Monopoly.
Great.
I guess really candy taker. I thought there was a different thing. I was like, really a very surprising.
Pissed at your friends for 3 days.
Here's
in
my
a row.
Thing. Yeah. I love playing Monopoly, but I hate it when people bail on the game. When you're like 3 hours in, yeah, and you're
you
locked. It was going
in.
To be 5 hours.
The social contract.
It's going to be more than 5 hours, yo.
I think when five's I, a good
dude. When I was
number.
A kid, we used to go hammer and like back alley deals inside.
Sure. Hey.
Yeah.
Wanna,
yeah.
Go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah,
do a bunch
Monopoly's
of blow.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Do a bunch of pixie sticks.
No, I mean, even economy. Just playing with like my mom and her friends, like playing with like a dog. I don't know. Have you ever played Monopoly with black people?
No, I never have.
I didn't mean to
Can
laugh.
You believe
that
it that Sean
funny.
Has not.
I you have?
Sioux Falls.
Yes.
Oh, he's from right. Chocolate City, baby.
That's what Zach looks like when he lies.
Oh.
I've never played Monopoly with black people.
I haven't either.
I will only play Monopoly at the hardest level with other Jews.
I'm not going to speak on that.
With real
you have to go to New York and play.
Like that Jay-Z song?
This is not a game.
Play Monopoly with real cash.
Times Square. Mark me down.
Actually selling property.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought you owned the waterworks, Judah.
Yeah, I got most of the railroads west of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Monopoly is fucking fire.
But yeah,
dude.
Monopoly's always great.
A lot
even
of bang for your buck.
Yeah, kids Monopoly used to go hard. I love a game of Monopoly, but it's like, you got to be in for it.
And I'll say some spin-offs. Shit that I wouldn't. I'll get pissed, and I don't like getting mad at my friends, but I'll get mad.
I like all the spinoffs, like all the different editions that you can have.
Oh, you can have like Oligopoly. Denver-Nopoly or whatever.
Yeah.
Nippolopoly.
Denver-Nopoly.
Denver-Nopoly.
There's definitely Portland-opoly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where it's like, you buy voodoo donuts.
Yeah, that's how the Denver one is. Like, yeah. You buy
Falls-poly.
And Denver's like, you buy voodoo donuts. Yeah. Yeah. Zach?
Clue.
Oh. Yeah.
Clue
very
rules.
Fun.
It was Zach
Toscani
in the Portraits of Solid Dudes with a clue pick.
Ooh, Colonel Mustard
it.
In the butt.
Yeah.
In the foyer? I don't know. I've never. It's been a long time since I've played.
Colonel Butt Stuff in the foyer.
Butt Stuff. Colonel Butt Stuff in the mustard.
Colonel Butt Stuff in the mustard tunnel, as they call it.
I used to be a general, but they demoted me after what I did to
That's
the butt.
That's the grossest name for a butthole.
The mustard tunnel is the word.
Yikes.
Yo.
Yikes.
That's horrible.
All right, yikes. Everybody, please welcome Colonel Buttstuff and the mustard tunnels.
Oh, man. Oh. Ian's going to need a little French birth control.
I had just taken such a big swig of it. Yerba mate. Oh, I almost sprayed all over my computer. Colonel Buttstuff and the mustard tunnel. Gross. It's so funny. Oh. Oh my God.
fucker.
I hate it. Yeah, I love it, but I hate it. Oh,
God.
Who would have thought Mustard Tunnel would roll out so well?
Stop it.
You just say it more.
Stop it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. It's gonna come up in like 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Mustard Tunnel.
No.
Ew.
Sorry, Marissa. That's God. The most sorry I've ever been to you.
I don't like that when I'm dry, you talk like that and I get wet, but not in the way you want.
Not just you, bud. Not just you, my friend.
No, it's just me.
Like we're in just a bog or something.
Yeah, like a cranberry bog.
I'm in a hot bog and I'm far from home.
Like sex in a dumpster.
Yeah. Hot bog. It.
Hot bog. That's the cologne that Chain wears.
Hot bog. Chain's dapping you up from afar.
Fun game. Mm-hmm. You get to analyze a crime. You get to accuse people. It's kind of a moody type game. It is like moody. The board is very cool. Yeah. And I've seen one of the rare board games to be adapted to a motion picture.
Motion picture is very, very funny.
It is really, and it's star-studded, that Tim motion Curry, picture.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Michael McKean, right?
What other? Lorraine Newman? Is Battleship the only other one?
Oh, come on.
Don't talk about one of Shane's favorite movies while he's right there.
Happy birthday, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Rihanna.
Clues, I think Laura's like probably third favorite movie.
Three Amigos, the Music Man, Clue.
Yeah, Three Amigos, Music Man, Clue. Those are the top three.
Music Man
sure.
number two. Yeah. There's Trouble.
Her dad.
Down River City.
I'll tell you this. Her dad did that for his high school talent show.
Yeah.
He also did it at Christmas. The whole song.
Really?
It was. He did it perfectly.
General sounds pretty cool.
It was dope, dude.
Yeah.
Do you ever call him to save some time?
Or you could go online. Yeah, I gotta go there.
Does he know Shaq?
You guys both say that at the exact same
time. Does he know Shaq? All three of us said it. It's crazy. Yeah.
No, me too. Does he know Shaq?
Oh. Yeah, Clue's a great pick.
Yeah, man. Clue is a fantastic
Clue be
pick.
Fun.
It's a fantastic movie. It's time for my pick.
Your pick.
Boy, it is. I got two picks in a row, as it is the hot corner.
Sure is.
In the Serpentine Draft. With my corner. First one, I got to take my favorite board game of all time, Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
Oh.
I bet it is, you arrogant prick. You love showing people. That was way too mean, and I apologize immediately.
No, keep going.
Come into the
I didn't, Shane, you don't.
And look what he's right here.
You're going to call me an arrogant prick while I'm sitting in the same room as the Emmy I won this year.
Oh, that shadow is crazy.
It's a good shadow.
Yeah. No, Trivial Pursuit's like right up your alley.
Yeah.
You and Adam.
It's right up my Mustard Tunnel, dude. Yeah. I love Trivial Pursuit. It's just fun. I just really like trivia.
Yeah.
I often find with this is a weird thing to say during this episode, but I find most games to be trivial, ironically.
Yes,
you know what
are.
I mean? Because I'm
absolutely.
Like, there's so much luck, and there is certainly luck in Trivial Pursuit, but it's like a lot of like, I love trivia.
Yeah.
The way my brain works is I hold on to facts and I love to flex that muscle. It's fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should try out for Jeopardy. I really do.
Oh, I want to. Yeah, I really should.
I think you and Adam both should.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you're on hiatus.
Furlough, yeah, dude.
Go I'm over there.
I'm on furlough.
No, you're not in prison.
Going down to Santa Monica, see what I can't scrape up.
I'm on radical.
You're not fucking your wife by the gate.
I'm on radical sabbatical right now, dude. I just love it. I love that little, sliding the little pie pieces into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they get stuck.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nothing that makes me more mad. Maybe nothing. Other than poverty. Let's give it up for me.
You know, I was about to.
Pop it up for you and Carmel.
I Google image search.
Perfect
Trivial Pursuit. Oh, yeah.
And I've got to tell you.
They nailed it.
Didn't start as an image search.
They got it right.
I looked up Trivial Pursuit questions, and then I realized, wait, I'm only seeing one side of the image.
That's true.
So just the question. So I have some, but I have no idea.
And life's like that.
I'll throw them out. What do you got?
What Eastern U.S. state is home to the Trash Museum, complete with a simulated landfill?
Oh, it's Delaware.
What borough do you live in again?
I'm going to say Michigan.
I just roasted Shane. Huh?
Nice. Good job. Good job.
He's not on mic. I'm getting the points now, too.
Vis a vis.
The Trash Museum, complete with a simulated landfill?
Uh-huh.
That one, I don't know. I like the ones where, like, maybe you would have heard it at some point. But I'll
say Michigan. But
that's not an Eastern state. Wrong. It's a Midwestern state, right?
Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's not an East.
It's a Midwestern
it's Eastern?
State. It's Eastern.
I didn't hear that Eastern. Part of the question.
Yeah. What Eastern U.S.?
Rhode Island?
New Mexico.
Oh, I bet New Jersey. That's a good one.
Shane said, he's off mic, you can't hear him. Shane said, what's a state?
He said, what a state you're in. You silly, silly boy.
Well, I mean, it's midnight. It's,
you have an answer?
It's crime to have a drink at midnight?
No, I told you, I only see one side of the image.
Do I got to Google the crashes here now?
These are all so
the garbage
hard.
Museum is in Stratford, Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah. So Trivial Pursuit's my first pick.
Good job.
Ooh, and with my second pick, damn, shit is going quick, huh? I'm going to take the original. I'm taking chess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm taking fucking chess.
Playing against
chess
death,
is tricky
huh?
for me. I'm not, I know the rules. Like, I know how to play, but.
Shit's for everyone. Heard. Shane said no shit after Sean said chess is tricky for me. You're a checkers motherfucker if I've ever met one.
Naming other board games.
I don't know. It's pretty funny. It
keep
was
shoveling.
Blasted
yeah,
you.
That was
keep
pretty
shoveling
good.
Those chips in your mouth that you opened without asking. Put it in my mustard tunnel instead.
Yeah, chess. I love it. I started playing it in early grade school.
What seems like hard you, to be takes good at. A,
yeah, for sure.
Well, I think there's like a lot of strategy. Like there's...
Like, and there's
like
hella. Yeah. I just knew that like an intellectual game is just not where I'm going to be thriving.
Yeah, I need some.
So I let go pretty early where I was like, well, that seems I'm more of a Connect Four type of
I'm
guy.
Like a,
you
I'm
know what I'm saying?
Stop saying games. Stop saying games.
Stop saying games.
Is that? Yeah. Would we consider
game?
That?
Yes. It's a vertical board.
We're gonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will
absolutely.
Consider it.
Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I just enjoy the strategy.
Oh,
I'm not like amazing at it. I would never claim to be like an amazing chess player, but like I really enjoy it. It's a fun game to have like a conversation during.
Yeah. You know what's fun is when it's like the table.
Yeah.
Like instead you're like, oh, it's just a chessboard. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I enjoy it.
The pieces are cool.
When you have one of those like on a beach where it's like life size.
Oh, and the life size ones?
you get to be a chess
piece.
Oh
yeah, those are great.
Like in Cozumel.
Oh, they have giant chess pieces in the park at Golden Gate Park.
Have you ever played it where it's real men?
Yeah. When you capture them.
You mean have I gone to war?
Move forward. Yeah,
like an L.
L your way forward to that other boy.
Oh, is he wet, that boy? Bring me a sparkling boy.
Chess. Whoa. Somewhere I still have like some chess club trophies. Chess Club 7.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Really? All right.
I was pretty good at it.
Was it three-dimensional chess?
Fuck no, dude. I don't play that shit.
Oh, is that like Star Trek?
Four-dimensional chess. Oh, God, what's the one they play?
It's just called Life, bro.
Let the Wookiee win, bro. Zach, time for your second pick.
Second pick. Okay. This one could be, I have a question. If this counts as a board game, Twister.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twister. Purely as a playing it as a young kid. I would never play
like
that now.
I would be
like rubbing up against.
I just like that it was, as a dumb person, a little easier to handle. I was like, oh, put my hand there and
that's
a leg
yellow.
There.
This is my right.
Yeah, exactly. You can really look at it and you go, does everyone confirm this is my right hand and no one's going to laugh at me?
And they go,
not.
Zach, hold the L up. Which one makes an actual L and which one is a backwards L?
And then I see the L and they go, that's you now.
And then I go, actually, I only know how to do a pitchfork with my hand because I'm.
A Twister.
In the grips.
It was everywhere. There was like, it felt like there was like four or five summers where it was just like, that was in the rotation.
It was an easy
because
game.
Because it's one you can go in and out of. You're like playing and then you run away for a little bit.
Do you remember when puberty hit and everybody would pretend like people were playing Naked Twister?
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard they were playing Naked Twister. And you're like,
I bet that's what my
fucking word, bro.
I bet that's what my mom and Steve are doing on vacation right now.
What?
I remember. Yeah. What's
Steve? The weird kid at the party.
I remember going to like, you know, soda parties, like makeup parties, essentially. And there'd be Twister there.
It?
Like a soda party where you just had like chips and soda, but it was you're making out.
Is that a Midwestern term?
Yeah.
I think I might have just said that. But like, it'd be like, hey, I'm having a party and you'd have chips and soda and then you'd get to go and like you'd have the basement and then everyone's just making out. But Twister was like a good gateway.
Fucking in the sixth grade.
Anyway, that was a good
grade when you had girls sleep over, you know?
Yeah, sorry.
But Twister, dude. Twister.
I have no input other than it was a terrible thing to see as a fat kid.
Yeah, that wasn't for us.
It was a horror when that got brought out. A horror. Not just as a fat, just as like way bigger than everyone else. Be like, what am I going to do on here? What am I going to fucking do? I'm going to strip down to my fucking bugle boy ankle socks. I'm not going to do it.
Sure.
Can we play instead?
What happened?
Junior Trivial Pursuit. That's what I wanted
to
know.
I bet when everyone was at the pool before the board game started, you went into the closet and you just ripped up the Twister mat. Like, oh, it's a shame.
Oh, the dog must have gotten to it.
Somebody burned the Twister.
Oh, Do you have a big piece of butcher's paper?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The hamster that I left out for the aliens must have broken into the Twister box.
It was a guinea pig, but I appreciate you even remembering that part.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The guinea pig's been quarantined, dude.
We had to go
all
to hamster.
Italy locked down.
Now it's three hamsters. You can make that joke. I don't know that I can.
You can.
I know the rules on it.
Yeah, guinea pigs.
Sounds weird when you put them together.
Yeah.
It was an officer.
These fucking guinea pigs.
God damn. That sounds so.
A slight different.
God, he's got chills.
God,
some Italian
my room
cops.
Smells like shit because of these guinea pigs.
Who let him name that? Who's that? What's that called? It's a guinea pig.
Someone under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yeah, like so.
Oh my
God. That's what you're going to go with, Jeremy? That's what you're going to call him?
It was the usual suspects where they're in New York and they're like,
she's cool, but she's roommates with a guinea
this
pig. You can tell she had, you know, she was surrounded by guinea pigs when she grew up.
I don't like this anymore.
David, how about your second pick?
My second pick.
Has a first name.
Has a first name. This is another childhood man. Nerves
this
of
is
steel.
A childhood man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It taught you to focus. It
oh, no.
Strength.
I know what this is.
Operation.
Ooh, yeah.
That game.
Get
yeah.
that funny bone.
That dexterity.
Get that funny bone out before whatever the fuck is going on.
That game is intensity in 10 cities, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. The hand-eye coordination. Yeah. And when the pressure's on, your hand's like shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know that I ever actually knew the rules to operation. Is it
what
just
rules?
You see how many pieces you can get?
You,
know,
you
like,
pull a card and it tells
yeah,
you what,
tells you what to get. Yeah.
Funny bone, bread basket, butterflies on the stomach.
And then you win if you get
Adam's
the
apple.
Most.
Yeah, something like that.
I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
You're a doctor.
That's
it's
true.
Really operating on a clown, or does his nose just red?
It's really all about getting a quarter on a wood table
oh, yeah,
and trying to make a
would
beat
light
between
up,
the
right?
band.
Yeah. It would buzz and then his nose would light up.
Yeah, yeah.
Squam.
Because he was drunk.
Yeah. He was kind of a fat guy, too. He had, it was a fat guy with a red nose and the worst haircut I've ever seen.
It was based after Bobby Kennedy.
He had that parted down the middle, like, fucking hair going back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes. Yeah, the wiener cut.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Straight down the middle, that part. That's still around?
I don't know.
I don't see it as much.
Is it? Do you part your hair straight down the middle? Is it happening right now?
I mean, kind of.
A little bit.
Oh, all right.
Sean, talk about your second and third picks.
My second pick, I'm going one of my childhood favorites, obviously, is Candyland.
Oh, yeah.
I love the game Candyland. Oh, yeah. It was such a fun, it was so colorful, which is a cool
one.
You
didn't have to know how to count.
Yeah, you didn't have to know shit.
Like,
did you really just
space?
You really didn't have to know a goddamn thing to play Candyland. It was just like, okay, this is very stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was a delicious looking game too.
Yeah. Was it like, I can't remember, was it like Miss
There was
Plum?
Like clouds and like lollipops and everything was like rainbow colored.
All the cards, like you get a card, you flip it over, you're like, well, this looks fun. It's almost like it's real candy.
Even the bad guy was like licorice, right?
Yeah.
There was like
black licorice.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Gumdrop place or some shit. Gumdrop land. I don't know. It was just a really fun.
Big Dark Candy Mountain. So reading Candyland's Wikipedia description, Candyland is a simple,
not a lot of words,
simple
racing
game.
Board game.
It's a simple game for non-readers.
Play Candyland before you start reading in sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade as an actual class that you took where you swear a bunch of other people took.
Your characters are Mr. Mint, the Duke of Swirl, Grandma Nut.
That guy just loves interracial.
Grandma Nut. That's what Sean searched on the internet last night.
Grandma Nut.
King Candy, Jolly, Plumpy.
All
these are all porn terms.
Mama Ginger Tree. Cupcake Commons.
I go to X videos right now and type in Mama Ginger Tree.
Listen.
Princess Lolly, Queen Frostine, Lord Licorice,
oh,
Gloppy,
yeah.
That's scat.
Grandma Gooey. Oh!
Grandma, also what Sean Googles.
It's Grandma Nut for a while, then it's Grandma Gooey.
Fluffy Puffer.
Was this game like the worst overtly jobs? Sexual?
I didn't know.
Those are all wildly
was
sexual.
Candyland a dungeon?
Man.
Whoa. Candyland was the first sex poverty
Grandma
game.
Grandma Gooey.
You guys all had to pay like $1,000 each time you played, right? Just like I did.
Fluffy Puffer.
You saw Chuck Rose in there all the time?
Yeah, Chuck Rose.
Oh, God.
Getting Chuck peed Rose. On in Candyland.
When the hell's that starting back? Again?
Millions.
Pissing April. Me off.
Yeah. And your third pick?
My third pick is going to be Sorry. I love Sorry.
What's your pick?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Who?
What are you going to pick?
What?
What's your next pick?
Sorry.
It's okay. Just make your pick.
I'm going to pick Sorry.
What are you going to pick? Don't apologize. That's what we do.
Sorry?
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You're well, I'm going to make my pick now.
Okay, go ahead.
This is my pick.
Yep.
Sorry.
What? For what?
Sorry?
I don't give a darn.
Sorry, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Is that a pie piece game too?
No.
You had, is it like you can knock people out?
They kind of look like nipples.
You're
honestly.
Trying to free
like,
people from like a prison, right?
Well, you know, no, it was like
into a prison.
You had, I think you had four pieces each. So there was four pieces. It was like red, blue, green, and yellow. And you just moved around the board and then you climbed your ladder into your home base, which kind of looked like a thermometer, if I'm picturing it right.
Oh,
thermometer
yeah.
A piece kind of looked like a...
Like a joystick.
You're trying to get
like a,
home.
Like a, yeah, yeah, like a like an out... Like
didn't
one
have a
side
bubble
an,
popper thing for the dice?
Different game.
Oh.
But yeah, that was what we played after
oh,
my
sorry.
Paper route. Yeah, yeah. My paper route every day. I had the Argus Leader paper route when I was a kid. And every day after we'd do it, because it was like 5 a.m, we'd go get Brenda's pastries and then go play Sorry at home. Me and my mom and my aunt, Kim and Summer, who were basically my age.
Brenda's got a brand new sari, or pastry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little homes look like a little Jewish star, if you remember. A Star of David. It was a British game.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, it over there was actually Sorry, Gov.
Sorry.
terribly sorry.
It's oh, called Pardon. It was Pardon.
Saying it's
it
awesome.
Was subsequently sold in the UK by Waddington's, the British games oh. manufacturer.
TJ Waddington's.
Waddington's. Fluffy Puffer. Fluffy Puffer Waddington. Sorry, it's a board game.
He's a friend of Teddy Wedges, isn't he?
HR Teddy Wedges. Hello, terribly sorry. HR Teddy Wedger. I believe you have a reservation under my
man,
name.
I just had some Teddy Wedges. It was dope.
Ooh, wee. Sorry. Yeah, we played a lot of Sorry in the Carmel
Love
household
sorry.
Growing up, too. Sue Carmel's a big Sorry fan, if I remember correctly.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It's about like moving, like you can move
really,
your pieces.
Really? A lot of these games, pretty easy. On
it was
end.
A round, right, board.
It's kind of...
No,
I was about to bring up another game.
Oh, really? Yeah, but all the pieces were round, your little fucking joystick-looking things.
Sure, the nubs.
And it was really, I mean, I think if you landed on someone else's square, you could like knock them off. They had to start over. That was about
I think so,
it.
You sent them back home. Yeah.
It was like the only...
We sent them to the starting
And then
point.
Once you go got home. Into your little capsule thing, you were safe, but then you had to roll the right number to actually
get there exactly,
home.
Which yeah. is like another game, mm-hmm.
yeah.
an older game, but I will not bring up, bruv.
Yeah, I like Sorry a lot.
Beautiful. Sorry. David, your third pick?
So this game was, it was a Cadillac. If you could find one working.
Okay.
In proper working order with all the pieces.
Ooh.
And this is a game, people hardly ever actually played the game, but the game was also fun. Mousetrap.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But it
what
was
a
so
good pick.
Uh-huh. It was so hard to make yourself put the time in
Yo,
to set it up.
When
right.
You, yeah.
I remember like a grip
game
of kids.
You don't have
had,
a lot of patience.
They'd have it and we'd look at it and we'd be like, yeah, let's play something else because we didn't want to sit and take the time. But when you did, it was like the most rewarding thing.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, dude.
The it's guy jumped into the barrel at the, or into the hot tub or whatever at the end.
Who doesn't that's want right. like a Rube Goldberg machine on their board game?
I'm saying.
Yeah, it was so much fun, dude. But remember so many times like you would start setting it up and then like 20 minutes in, you'd be like, I don't have all the fucking pieces.
Yeah. You wouldn't find out until later?
Yeah.
I never even owned Mousetrap at my home. I would only
I don't
ever
think
play
I did
it
either.
Elsewhere.
I think it was like out
I don't think anyone owned it.
No.
It was always someone else.
It was just like doctor's offices and your mom's weird friend's house.
It was like in doctor's office with those things where you grab a thing and it was like on a wire and you just had to like, ooh,
oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Like a little wooden block.
I'll still play with those when I go to the doc.
Look, I'll move this block to its predetermined location.
Yeah, and then the abacus, which was supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
It's all they used to do by.
Oh, satisfying. 6 and 4 becomes 10. Look at that. Wow.
I love that game. Everybody loved that game.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm with you.
It was like Power Wheels. Yeah, it was like, wow.
Dude, we were over Halloween. We were with Laura's nephew, and we were just like going around looking at a haunted house. Like, you know, Portland like has a grip of decorated houses. And these two little girls got in a, what are they called? Power Wheel. Mm-hmm. Like it was a real car. Like they were going somewhere. Like they were having an adult, seemed like an adult conversation.
Wow.
Were they drunk? Got in, you should have taken their keys.
Shut the doors at the same time. And then they backed up and then drove to the park.
Wow.
Like they were grown-ups going somewhere. And Laura's nephew was just standing there like jaw on the ground. And I'm like, like, yeah, I don't. You can't unsee that. And
man, when I saw Pat, but dude, yeah.
Because it's a fucking car. For that, for a kid, you're like, that's a fucking whip,
I lived
dude.
In apartments. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever had them.
Yeah, I didn't have one. We knew people that had them. Like when we got off the block, we'd go to someone's crib and there would be like somebody with a power. It was only one person in like a neighborhood.
I didn't even know anybody who like had like any kids who had them.
How much do you think they cost?
I bet you they're like $300.
Not even. I looked. They're like, they're not even that much money.
Really?
And this was back then. So like... The fuck was Ivan Carmel doing?
I just remember the
he had a Porsche and I didn't have any power.
I remember the song too. Pow, pow, power wheels.
Leading the way.
Dad, how can I make power moves without my power wheels?
He didn't understand.
I got a meeting at 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna take me 2 hours to get there.
I gotta bring these creepy crawlers to the top of the cul-de-sac at 3:45 and I gotta walk them up. Like you didn't go to fucking Binghamton?
Spencer's gonna be there. Spencer's got 9 of them.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Power Wheel, fucking Baron.
Yeah, that shit is horseshit.
Zach, you're a third pick.
Third pick, okay. Do we consider this a board game? Taboo.
Taboo?
I think so.
Which one's Taboo? There's no board.
We consider Tabooly.
Which one's Taboo?
Delicious treat.
But there is a. How it's do you play like Taboo?
You have to get. You have to guess stuff, right?
It gives you
without saying the one word.
Yeah, with no, they give you like a list of five that you can't say.
It's
to
for sure a board
it.
Game. Just yeah, so okay. It'd be, yeah.
You don't
so,
need a board to
right.
have a board
well,
game.
I just
I feel like if it comes like in a box
don't
and
scream
you
at me.
Play it on a
right.
surface, it's a
well,
board
well. That's
game.
What I was thinking. If people are like, we're gonna play board games, they brought that out. You'd be like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever played Taboo. How do you play it?
It's fun. You'd
fun.
Be really
so
good at
get,
it. Really,
it's like almost like charades, but you get the card and you're trying to describe one word, and
like
then
sunflower,
it gives you
but you
five
can't say
closely
plants.
Related to
oh,
words that you
really?
Can't say.
Okay, so you have to say that you eat the seeds on like road trips. They're mad salty. Baseball players spit
sure,
them out.
Exactly.
It cuts your mouth. You
yeah,
eat too
yeah,
many
yeah.
of them.
But you
and
probably
you drink
couldn't
water.
Say salty.
Oh, I couldn't.
Maybe.
Not, you wouldn't yeah, be able to know. Say plant. You wouldn't be able to say.
Oh, does
like,
it have like words you can't say?
Yeah, it's got like, yeah, five
like
words
five.
You can't oh. say.
And it's like if, the top probably most used words yeah. to describe that.
If you're so you wavy, to, it's like really easy.
I'm real wavy, dude.
Yeah.
Sunflower, I'd be like the star that our solar system revolves around. You
Sheryl
know.
Crow used to have videos full of them in the 90s.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Used yeah, to be yeah. your wallpaper if you had a Windows computer.
Those are one of those fun games to play.
Girls used to put them on their hats.
Mm-hmm.
You play it with a couple, and then there's like inside shit where they're like, yeah, Kenny Loggins. They're like, oh, sunflower, obviously. Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were Prosciutto. Playing.
Oh, okay.
We were playing once with my little sister's boyfriend at the time,
nice.
And he was up. And he is nice. Describing the word to us, and he's like, it's like a private, if you have like VIP tickets to go watch something, and we were like, oh, like front row seats, all this stuff. The box, and he's like, that's close, but it's like for a specific type of performance by women. And we were like, okay, what? And so the end of the thing is
the
he's
room?
It we don't he doesn't ever we don't ever answer the question. And we're like, well, what was the word? And he was like, ballet box. And we're like, that's not a let me look at that. And it was ballet box.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Damn,
boy,
really,
oh boy, oh boy.
You really just dropped his shit to 50,000 downloaders.
Wow.
You really put my man on blizzard.
Not in the family anymore.
Oh, okay. Fuck that dude.
Yeah,
man.
What
he couldn't
coward.
Read anyways.
Shit, bro.
Yeah. Maybe come back around here when you learn how to read.
Dumb fuck tweet at
well,
that
let's,
guy.
Let's not go on. Let's get not getting crazy.
We yeah, just man. Said you know how to read.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It was Sean.
You are not instilling confidence.
Sean used to date my little sister.
Aretha Franklin over here.
Aretha? Sure.
Taboo.
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 I never, my boo. Yeah.
That's it.
Zach
a good fun Valentine's Day present. Taboo for my boo.
My third pick, I'm going to take the game Cranium.
Okay. I was going to, but I'm not perfect with the rules.
Yeah.
So I would have felt bad picking it. What are the rules?
Of Cranium?
Yeah.
Fucking,
because
I know I like it.
I just I couldn't remember exactly how to play it when
there,
I was looking
there's
it up.
Like there it comes with like instructions.
Yeah,
There's like, you have to complete like five different tasks,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's been like a minute. Different parts of your brain, each question, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Different parts of your brain.
So yeah, like that game is fun.
But there's also, I think, some questions you can like pick which how to describe it. So one's like a cloodle, you know, where you make a, like a, you draw it, and then there's a clay one.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. The card
That's
game.
Right. Because you like, you make shit out of, you know, like you have to make a car out of clay or something.
Yeah, it's the game for your whole brain, dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. That'd be fun to play soon.
I think so. Yeah, sketch and sculpt, word puzzles, fun facts, act and hum. Oh, yeah, there's a singing one you can
do. That's right. You have to, like, hum yeah. Danger Zone or something.
All different parts of your brain. It's really fun, man. Yeah, we played, like, we went through a pretty heavy Cranium phase. My family went through some board game phases, and Cranium was definitely one of them.
We play board games still. I do escape rooms like crazy. Okay. But, like, we'll go to this place called Game Night in Portland.
It's called Marriage.
Just, huh? Yeah, it's yeah,
the marriage, escape yeah. room.
You go and like you pay $5 to get in, and then they just have like 100 games that you can just go pick and play.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Back when there's no plague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we used to be around others.
Applebee's used to have that too, where they just have a corner where it's like, hey, here's some board games.
Applebee's had board games?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of restaurants, I feel like, have board games in the corners, but no one ever like,
yeah, is
like, let me go explore what they
like
have
Texas
for everybody.
Texas Roadhouse would have like some shit with the pieces.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Trivial Pursuit is in Fire in the Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every table's got all yep. kinds of fun.
Too bad I'm cramming those pickles.
Damn, those fried pickles, dude. Nothing
Man,
trivial about those.
Man, I got some last time we were there. It was
I'm in Hot Pursuit.
Fuego. Yeah,
nothing trivial about that.
Fuego de go.
Nothing trivial about those. That pursuit of pickles.
No.
The fuego de go.
I'm
himself.
On the pursuit of fried pickles, and I
know right behind you. Pull what? Over, Mr. Pickle.
Wait, who are you
talking to?
What?
Zach's doing some role playing.
Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
In my head, pursuit of pickle. You're like following them. You're pursuing them.
All right, after the date, let's go home. I want you to be a pickle cop, and I'm going to be Mr. Pickle. And I want you to come up behind me and say, pull over, Mr. Pickle. And then we have sex on the floor.
Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
Mr. Pickle, slow down. You're going too fast. Mr. Pickle, do you have any idea how fast you're going? Ooh, oh. Mr. Pickle. Oh,
man. I was not ready for that.
Yo. Mr. Pickle's juicy today. That pickle?
Oh, that's very funny. Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
Oh,
pull over, Mr. Pickle.
Mr. Pickle, stop right there.
Mr. Pickle, Mr. Giggle. What
Put
was
your
it?
Mr. fucking hands up, Mr.
Mr. Gigglestein? Was that? What was it last week?
I can't remember.
Gigglestein or something like that.
Gigglestein, yeah.
Gigglesburg.
No, Gigglesburg.
Yeah. Gigglesburg.
Gigglesburg.
Cranium, yeah. You can play a lot of it. It's just fun. And then my fourth one, I'm taking the game of life.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Oh. Life was fucking fun.
Life was great.
That thing you would spin was really fun. That was like
you mean
built
that thing
those
that
mountains?
I broke every time I got my hands on it?
Did you?
I would always just try to fucking spin the fuck out of it.
I feel bad for any of your early lovers. Because I had a gentleman's touch with that thing. A gentleman's touch. I wouldn't get in there and just fucking whip the fuck out of it. I would spin it gently.
Yeah, I don't spin gently.
It's got the
man.
Wrist motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta think of it like a tiny little penis.
You get the whole whip, you get kitted up.
Yeah. Dude, it's so fun. You'd be in that little car. Yeah. What, I got daughters? I got a car full of daughters? Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life comes at you fast. You know?
Life does come at you fast. And that's a quick game, too.
Yeah, it's for, it seems like it should be all long, like Monopoly, but it ain't. It's what?
Yeah,
40 minutes?
Itself. Yeah, you spend an hour playing it. Before you know it. How many people you got going.
Before you know it.
Is that an old game? Is it like Monopoly where it was invented during the
during the 50s. Yeah.
Feels like one of those you need a family type games. Like, this
you
is what
it's
like.
You let a girl at the malt shop. Good job.
You're 23. Yeah. You can buy a house now.
Yeah. It was like that kind of
off
game.
The GI Bill.
Yeah. You sell tires. You can buy a mansion. Yeah, life. Zach, time for your fourth pick.
Well, it came up earlier, but no one has still picked it. I'm going to take Battleship.
Battleship?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
It really got us used for laptops. You know, I feel like laptops were easier.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm funny it'd be? Go, I'd like a foam latte, please. And then you just sit and play Battleship.
Just
with
go to a coffee shop and open half a Battleship.
Hello, Linda. Do you hear me? ES7.
Excuse me. Do you have
if you posted up at a coffee shop and opened like just a game of Battleship, and then just anytime anyone walked in, you were just like kind of looking at them like, huh?
You want to?
I'm going to need everyone to disavow what they're looking at on my map.
Buy a coffee. Come over.
What's all over your battleship? That's bagel crumbs.
What's like how people play chess, you know, over the mail.
You should go to one of those battleship chess pipes like in New York and set up battleship.
Oh, dude. I go to a park and I reach underneath the park bench and it just says E6 and I'm like,
damn.
And then but you're doing it for money.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's
real battleships.
Battleship. It's really just a game of knowing shapes and guessing letters and numbers together, right?
Yeah, but there's like some real basic reasoning where you're like, okay.
Did you ever have a friend who spelled something out in their guesses? Where it'd be like, F you.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
I definitely had people who were fucking moving ships.
You can tell too. You're just like, I see you. I know what you're doing. I see your arm moving. Or people that would just lie.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would happen and you'd flip it over. You're like, I fucking just called that letter. And they're like, you can't look at my shit.
I didn't hear it.
No, what happened? Like, when you grabbed my screen, what happened was one of the pecs came loose and it swung perpendicular.
Yeah. Some real Shane moves, if you will.
Did you ever see people that tried to get them like diagonal? And you're like, you can't.
There's no real
way to do that.
Hey, you got any Elmer's glue over there?
A ship could.
Shut up. They bring their own pecs.
A ship could.
Battleship's a danky for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I remember the commercials being pretty great.
It felt like
there was going to be visual.
The commercials made it look better than it actually was.
It was one of those games for sure.
I can watch an ICBM from this? No.
Right. And then you're like,
just like two bloodthirsty 8-year-olds. Yeah. Like, yeah. Just fucking kill your whole family.
I think it was like with like grown sailors in the commercial. Yeah.
grown sailors.
Strapping.
They have Purple Heart. Like people on there, like, yes, I have served.
Couple Mr. Pickles playing Battleship.
David, time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick, this game was controlled chaos, man. It was football. It was beautiful. It was hard. It was heavy. It was fast. It was scary.
Yeah.
Hungry, Hungry Hippo.
Yes,
Oh, yeah.
The whole game just
going nuts.
Then you'd always have that kid like, don't move the board. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut up, man. Get in the game. Get your head in the fucking game.
I'm only over here because you have this. And your mom makes good Kool-Aid.
It's not my fault. Your dad named you Megan. Just play fucking Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Make me another sandwich with that whole grain bread you guys have.
Yeah.
Prick.
Yeah. And why don't you go ahead and tell your mom to cut off the crust. All right?
Damn.
She knows how I like it.
Yeah, man. Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Ask her. Ask her about me.
There's not much to say about it. It was awesome.
The hippos are hungry. I'll say this. It was a game that was honest about hippos. They're scary.
Yeah.
That's
how they are, dude.
Yeah, they tried to tell us and we did not
listen. No, we were all like, hippos, what do they do? Wear tutus and dance around gracefully even though they're big? That's what we all thought. Uh-huh. And I was like, nah, this is what hippos are really like.
Are they named Fiona and Stephanie?
Cincinnati Zoo, right?
Yep. Shout out.
Sean, time for your final picks. Fourth and fifth. As it is, a serpentine draft.
Yeah, I go to zoos.
All right, I'm going to pick. This one is another one that people just won't play, but it's one of my favorites is Risk.
Fuck!
I love playing Risk.
I should have taken that last. I forgot.
I don't play it, but I know how popular it was. I thought that was going to go in the first
round. I will.
Yeah. I haven't played.
Let me say this right now. I will fuck you up at Risk.
I know you will.
You don't want to get into the ring with me.
If you would play, if we could find like four people that would play a full game of Risk, I'd play a full game of Risk.
I got a lot of time. Unfortunately, you're flying back to Portland on Sunday night. Otherwise,
let's play a Skype Risk.
Shane and I are going to play we'll play Skype Risk. Yeah.
I just come back and the whole floor is like a Risk board. You're like, I don't know. We just played it with real people.
Use the back door. Use the back door.
Yeah, man. Risk. Me and my mom, and I think Smith used to play, and CJ used to play sometimes, and we would be screaming. It was one of the only times I can remember screaming at my mom, and it was kind of okay because it was just about this game.
Yeah.
But we'd like fucking fight.
What were we saying? On the set, that ain't Risk, cuz.
No, I wasn't a Crip yet.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't
about that. You weren't fighting over that kind of territory.
No, we weren't fighting over Whiskey Flats or Dog Patch or anything.
Risky gotcha. Flats.
The All Saints neighborhood.
Risky Flats, yeah.
I like the whiskey rounds. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Boom, boom.
I like them too. Yeah, Risk is a very fun game. It's just, Monopoly-esque, but less complicated.
A little more strategic, a little more devious.
I think so.
Yeah, you're waging campaigns.
Yeah, but there's not as many moving parts and money and properties.
You're fighting wars on several fronts.
Yeah. A little more devious. You can make fucking side deals, which you can do in Monopoly too, but in Risk, it's like part of the deal.
You can do that.
Like, you can just team up, like, hey, me and you go against them, like right in front of their face. Yeah, and they're like,
shit.
Stop it. And you're like, bye, fuck you. I can and I will.
Some fucking epic.
Would you
battles.
And your mom team up on Smith?
I mean, maybe. Just sounded, you get where my mind was going. It sounded
dirty
to
me. He
seems
like a guy you would double team.
You ever just get beat back to like New Guinea and Australia and then like valiantly fight all the way back?
And I'm dying like, out here. Oh, would you guys menage a trois?
If it Damn. Was me and my mom, we'd double team Smith for sure.
No, you wouldn't. And I'll tell you, they'd start calling the game reward. Oh, Zach.
Oh, Zach.
That's Zach for you.
Oh, Mr. Pickle. What's your fifth pick, Sean? I did flip a Risk board over once.
Of course
I don't
think
that comes as a surprise.
Wait, were you playing Risk while you were driving somewhere? That would be a fucking game show. Ian drives and plays Risk.
Plays a patient game.
Ian Glendale playing Risk.
Ian has a half hour to get to work playing Risk.
The game is I try to not say anything that would definitely get me fired from my job at CBS. That's the real game. What's your final pick?
Chutes and Ladders.
Oh, yeah.
I have that on my list.
I like a Chutes and Ladders. It's real fun. Climb the ladder, fall down the chute.
Chutes and Ladders and Candyland.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, an intellectual.
Some simple.
Oh.
Now, there's not a lot of words in this book.
Yeah.
But if you like an episode for you to make your plea to not have people come.
I like to analyze. Read. I analyze the pictures
the
in the book.
Doesn't even have numbers.
Listen, I could have just picked Chutes. Okay, it's a smart game. Chutes and Ladders. No, yeah, I remember playing that. I loved it.
Chutes.
At a bed.
Ladders.
Yes, sir.
No big deal.
Yes, sir.
Might as well
Saints.
Be reading a book right now.
It really. I mean, Juggalo. You got it. You got the book.
Two G's
family.
Whoop whoop family.
Whoop whoop family.
So rad.
Yeah, Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders, man. Is it?
Dave, time for your final pick.
Yeah, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
That a bait. That a Dave. That a Dave.
I guess
now.
I'm gonna go with the whole theory. As a child, I was very stressed.
Yeah.
So I think I liked games that were mad stressful.
Yeah.
Perfection.
What is perfection?
Put the pieces into the slot. Make the right selection. Once the time runs down on the clock, pop goes perfection.
Oh, yeah.
You would turn the thing.
That
and you had
would
to
just
put all the pieces
up.
And if you didn't get it in by the time it was done, it would
loud timer.
Throw them everywhere.
Oh, it was one of those games with the loud timer.
Yeah.
You heard every gear
clicking.
It was like...
Yeah, it was mad.
It's actually gasoline-powered. You had to fucking...
It was stressful
pull
as
a chain.
Fuck, too. Like, towards the end, you'd just be like... It was just so stressful.
Mom, get out of here!
No, I was playing alone.
Just testing yourself.
I played
every time you won. You were like, shit.
"Yeah, I was alone a lot." Perfection, man. And I loved the commercial.
Because
the commercial's
really
wow. Pat goes perfection. Yeah. Perfection by Parker Brothers.
David, you won't be alone when you play this game.
But then you are.
Yeah. This will turn your apartment to a house real quick.
Yeah, it won't.
You lie.
Yeah, man. I fucking love that game. And I just like games with timers, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's Whatever increases the tension.
Yeah. Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah, dude. Zach, time for your final pick?
Final pick. I'm going to go real. This is one that my older sister had. I never played it.
Right.
But dude, it was crazy. It was like... I remember it being very scary. Who knows if it really is. It was called Nightmare. Did anyone remember this?
No.
So you play as
sounds
like
a made-up game where they make you kiss the older girls.
I wish.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
That would have been called Dream. No, Nightmare, it came with a VHS that would play the whole time during the game.
Oh, that's
and then it was like
already.
A Crypt Keeper dude who would just randomly be like, play a two.
Whoa.
Ugh. Lose two spaces or whatever, and
that
you were
sounds-
like,
Plato,
get me a chocolate milk.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
I got that.
I wasn't ready for that.
I didn't know this house had an attic.
Yeah, man. Crypt Keeper, huh?
Yeah.
Tears from the Crypt.
Yeah, dude.
Nightmares. I wrote a book in sixth grade, and you know what it was called?
Sex Grade.
Yeah, did you say sex grade?
Tales from the Crypts, dude.
But did you say sex grade?
No.
No, I didn't.
Sex grade? No, I didn't say that.
Great question. No? Any other questions?
No, I didn't say that.
Mom, I'm ready for my first day of sex grade.
I got the Carl Canais.
Tell me you packed three lunches because I'm going to need them.
Mom, Drip God's going to school with these Carl Canais on.
Yeah, Mom, go ahead and just give me sliced pineapple
first
for
day of sex
tomorrow.
Grade, you heard? Know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm about.
Sixth grade.
Time for my final pick. This will push the boundaries of whether or not this is a board game.
Uh-oh.
Because it's kind of a do-it-yourself board game. You don't need to go buy anything to play it.
Uh-oh.
It's called smooching.
Oh, backseat bingo.
I'd like to smooch all of you right now. No, what about, it's the game, it's Celebrity.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know how to do it.
It's that song by Twisted. No, Twister.
I'll make you a celebrity overnight.
If the five of us are in this room, each of us would like grab five pieces of paper.
Sure.
Or maybe 10. And we would write the name of a celebrity down. We'd fold them all up, put them in a bowl.
Okay.
And then we'd take turns. So like the first round you go up and you can describe the celebrity. You just can't say their name. Right?
Robert De Niro. Oh, wait, I said it, didn't I?
Shit.
I said his name.
Yeah, you're disqualified immediately.
I just wanted you to do the Arby's. I wanted you to do the Arby's thing.
Wait, what's the Arby's thing?
I don't know where you're doing.
No,
don't
last
you do-
night it was Robert De Niro, but he was dancing good.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was disgusted with how well he was dancing.
Oh, yeah. I wish they can't even see it. That's the bummer, is that they don't know.
It's really funny.
How good it is.
Second round, you can say one word. Or maybe the second round is no words. So first round, you can say anything but the celebrity's name. Second round or third round, I forget what the order is. You can either do charades. You can't say anything. And then the other round is you can say one word. So if it was Robert De Niro, I could be like dancing. You have to be like, Robert De Niro. It's another big. So is that a board game? Do we think we count that?
I don't think so.
No?
Because it's like, that's like a parlor game. It's like charades.
It's like a parlor game. Yeah. But there's a couple
that's
of
that's
like,
just me.
All right. That's all
Zach
right.
Pick the topic.
I'm prepared to take another
I
pick.
I didn't pick it.
Did you not pick this topic?
No,
it was me.
Told me.
It was Big Carms.
Well, damn.
Yeah, so speak truth to power, dude. Go for it.
And I say, it's okay.
All right, then, fine.
David picked
a ball
pit. We were drafting food one time, so.
No, I picked a ball pit when we were drafting fast food places.
Fast food items.
Fast food items. Menu items, I believe, was in the title.
No, it was not fast food.
It sure was.
Yeah, it was.
It sure was. There
were like
fast food menu items.
400 people there.
I'm pretty sure it was fast food items.
I will change my pick then, but I do love playing Celebrity with my family, especially.
We can
play a game called Wise or Otherwise, which is a very simple game. It gives you the prompts.
Take a drink of the shit, pass the shit.
Pass the shit. Take a drink. You drink the shit, and then you pass the shit. It's right there in the name. Wise or Otherwise is a game that's full of a bunch of like prompts for old proverbs. You know, like one in the hand is worth two in a bush, right? But it would only give you like, it wouldn't be like a common one, but it would be like one in the hand. So I would get a card that says, one in the hand. And I'm like, okay. Now I have to think of what a convincing finish for this proverb would be. So I'd be like, one in the hand, two in the fridge. That's not a good example. Like one in the hand forever on the lips or whatever. And like,
okay. Do people call bullshit? Is that what the
yeah? And people either have to like guess if it's real or not, and like you get points if you fool people, and if they guess that it's fake, they get points or something like that. I'm not remembering the rules exactly right.
Don't fry bacon unless you have enough for everybody.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
I've seen a bigger hammer knock down a smaller wall.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. And every round, the reader picks a card and reads the beginning of a proverb aloud. The other players write down the beginning along with a convincing ending to the proverb. And then the reader copies the actual ending and collects the made up. Anyway, it's really fun.
I guess there are a lot of proverbs.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble thinking of them right now.
It'd be funny if there was a guy playing and how he'd be like, one in the hand is, I'm so sorry about what I did. Just to the bathroom.
Just play the game, Kevin.
A moment on the lips, forever in these nips.
Yeah, that's right.
You see me, Carol.
I just remember, all I remember is one of the prompts was it is better to ride, and then you'd have to finish it. And then I remember my older brother just didn't finish it. He just left it as it is better to ride. It was funny.
That is funny. Yeah. That is very funny.
Then what? Nothing. That's the whole problem.
No, that's it.
Yeah, what if that's just it? Anyway, that's the final pick. To recap, Sean, you went first. You took Scrabble, Candyland, Sorry, Risk, and Chutes and Ladders. David, you went second. You took Monopoly, Operation, Mousetrap, Hungry Hungry Hippos, and Perfection. Zach, you went third. You took Clue, Twister, Taboo, Battleship, and Nightmares. I went last and I took Trivial Pursuit, Chess, Cranium, Life, and Wise or Otherwise. We left some stuff on the board. Backgammon.
Connect Four.
Mancala.
Connect Four.
Checkers. Don't Wake Daddy.
I didn't want to pick it.
Chinese Checkers.
Guess Whom?
Chinese Don't Wake Daddy.
Yep. Jewish Whoa, Don't Wake no. Daddy.
Chinese Don't Wake Daddy. Trouble was the game with the popper that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Boggle.
Oh, yeah.
Is Yahtzee Boggle. One?
Apples to Apples, Yahtzee.
Jenga.
Yeah, Jenga Unchained, dude. The movie tie-in game.
I want to hear people's, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Oh, yeah, we forgot Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, we did.
Bummer.
Bummer, dude. I'll play Settlers.
Yeah.
I'll also not play it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll also happily not play it.
Right.
Yeah. Shane, do you have any picks? Anything we forgot?
Did somebody say Mousetrap?
Oh, yeah.
David took it. Yeah.
I always wanted that. We never had it. And then the one time I saw it in a friend's house, it was just beat to shit.
Yeah.
Pieces were missing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so God.
I think that's... But we were... We weren't very communal family in that regard.
Did you ever play Don't Break the Ice?
Oh, yeah, I never played that.
Yeah, I did play that.
I did play Barrel of Monkeys.
Upwards.
Oh, yeah.
We got to try to pull them off.
No, we took it off a week ago.
Probably the best commercial.
Amazing commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we're going to be talking about board game commercials. Oh, Mr. Bucket. Balls pop out of my mouth. Oh, Mr. Bucket.
Oh, yeah. Put the balls right into my mouth.
This isn't a board game, but I feel like it's neighboring is the cars that you hold the trigger down.
Oh, like, RC cars?
Yeah, like
Or at a track?
Yeah.
Slot cars.
Yeah.
Sure.
Slot cars, dude. Slot car racing.
Yeah, there's always a weird like copper wiring under it.
Yeah. They would always fly off if you went too fast.
One of those games that could start on fire.
To get mad.
Dude, if there was a turn with no little barrier keeping it, they just shoot out of your room.
No, Mr. Pickle.
Now my dad's going to punch me in the stomach so nobody can see. Oh, no. I'm not supposed to be playing games on Saturday.
We want to hear your games. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, of course.
Shout out.
Gigantic shout outs to super producer Marissa Melnick.
Yeah.
Woo, woo. Big shouts to Toronto's finest, the Six God herself. Shout out to Sesu Carmel. Shout out to Indoor Plumbing. Shout out to fucking.
Shout out to the nice lighting in the living room right
great
now.
Great lighting.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the extreme turbulence that I had on the way out of the bank yesterday.
Big shout to that.
That was my nickname in middle school.
Shout out to the Michigan Wolverines
helmet. Extreme turbulence.
Extreme turbulence. Yeah.
It's mostly the teacher
on the court,
that.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like it's a
Gucci
fucking hurricane.
And extreme turbulence. You didn't want to see the two of us together.
We didn't go to college, but we're from Dade County.
Yeah.
Shout out to the mustard tunnel. Is that what it was?
No.
Bro. Shout out to Sugar Shane Torres.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's if you got some time. If you got some fucking time, watch Shane's shit too. Stream it. Buy it.
Hits go up.
Yeah. We gotta get those hits up right now. You're inside, watch it.
Get you Shane's pricks. Hits up.
Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. You know? Shout out to that skateboard over there. Shout out to Austin Powers. Shout out to Austin Flowers. Shout out to Lost in Translation. More important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Mustard Tunnel.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.